4 HKX mobile. Good morning, KN4 TFW. Good morning, Ken. Morning. 32 over here, north of Greer. It's about 25 here right now. No frost at the house, but I see a bunch of cars in the car lots have frost on them. And had just enough wind or close enough to the buildings to keep the frost from dropping on it. Well, what's on the agenda for today? Run the route in Easley. I'm meeting Chad and Chris for lunch and maybe Daniel, and we'll see what happens. Sounds like a good day. Sounds like it. Try to get everything done before the end of the year. Trying to. Next week will be just riding around, showing up. Chops are already starting to slow down, so it's that time of year. Sit down, people conserving money, waiting until after the new year to figure out what to do. Between Christmas and New Year, I'll be off the route. That's the week I do my inventory. Call. Yeah, it usually takes about 3 days to do my inventory, and then I take the other 2 days just to relax and unwind and recharge my batteries. We had the monthly Matco meeting last night, but I didn't go. They keep moving it further and further away from me and closer to them, so I just didn't go last night. There, where'd they have it at? Down on, in Duncan, off of Pelham Road in that area. But that's the hardest area for me to get to in Greenville, I think. I can about be in Columbia in the same amount of time it takes me to get down there. You have to get on 85. Well, that's the long way around. If I get on 85 to get home, the shortest way is through those little windy back roads. And then it takes forever, and it's hard to drive in the tool truck. Definitely right about that. Having it down there at, like where Logan's is at, and Red Bull, and in that area right there on Pelham Road. And I was putting up with it, but they moved on further away. You know, they only live 15, 20 minutes from where they're having it. It's 2 hours for me. We'll meet down there. There's usually 7 to 8 of us. We've got 25 or 26 in our district now, but just the guys in the upstate are meeting up here. And then we got Columbia, and then we got Charleston group. Order a biscuit. DFW Mobile. 4 HKX. Up there, and the guy in front of me must have paid for it or something. I don't know. It was free for some reason. What you mean? Every now and then it happens, but just try to pay for the guy next time down the road. But I don't know. I appreciate it, but sometimes I'd like to know more about it. We bought somebody's meal at the Mexican restaurant here a couple of weeks ago. Susan recognized him from coming into her restaurant, and so we just got the waitress to bring us our stuff, and we just paid for it and left. One of the last times wife and I went out to eat, we had an elderly couple pay for our meal. We were just sitting over there being ourselves, laughing and joking around, and for some reason they thought that they needed to pay for our meal. They did. Well, we found out about it, so we went over and sat down and talked to them for a little bit and had a good conversation. Thanked them and, you know, told them we appreciate that.
It's just about doing something nice for somebody.
It's pretty rare these days. It is, but there's still good people out there. They're just, most of the time, they're afraid to show it anymore. Yeah, I know that's right. It's rare, that's for sure. KN4TFW. For HKX, so what you got on the blocks for today? Go to Home Depot sometime this morning, pick up a bale of straw and some sheetrock anchors. And that's about all that I know that I have to do. Last week, we spent all day on the road. They should be, you know, halfway winding down for the holiday and everything. So hopefully it ain't gonna be too bad. And you know, my main boss is gone. He's on vacation because he was moving, sold his house, and that. So you know, that should help out. Down for Christmas thing at all, or do y'all keep running? Closed like 4 days. Most of the dealerships, man, they run right up to half a day on Christmas Eve. They don't want to give their employees any time off. It's just amazing to me. And then they wonder why morale in the shops is so bad and nobody wants to work there. I was sitting there at the Hardee's. They had the holiday schedule up there on the window. And, you know, for Thanksgiving, they were open from, like, 6 to 2. But on Christmas, they're open from 6 to 6. Couldn't quite figure that one out. Fight get these businesses that think they got to be open every holiday because they might miss a nickel. It's not like they're busy doing anything. We don't stop on a, you know, like on Thanksgiving or Christmas, we don't never go to a store and that way if they're not making no money, maybe they'll stay closed. Whatever you're missing can wait one day. KO4HX. You know what? Susan's restaurant and that, you know, it's like, well, man, why don't you go to church on Sunday and everything? Well, I can't go to church because you won't keep your butt at home. I don't get these businesses that think they're going to miss out on something like that. But then you got, you know, businesses are open on Sunday anymore where you see they were never, nothing was open on Sunday. And I remember that as growing up. And I don't know, it's just a simpler time. Like everybody was less stressed, and we wouldn't where we're at, let's put it that way. You're right about the less stress, for sure. I don't know for sure because I was just a kid in theory and that, but it definitely seems that way. And everybody's just got to where they got so many wants and so many things they gotta have or think they gotta have. They're just killing themselves trying to obtain it. Bounce over to the other frequency, or other repeater, I mean, KO4HX, and I'll be clear. I'll meet you there, KN4TFW.